It is by virtue of that name alone that we may hope to be saved. The Eternal Father decreed that all creatures should be subject to him, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Padre Pio then takes us on a kind of spiritual tour to show us the universal reach of this name. First, in heaven. Jesus is adored in heaven. At this divine name, moved by gratitude and love, the blessed in heaven never cease to repeat what St. John the Evangelist beheld in a vision. Worthy are you, O Lord, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God. Then on earth. This most holy name is venerated on earth, for all the graces which we ask in Jesus' name are fully granted by the Eternal Father. Whatever you ask in my name, the Divine Master tells us, I will do it. And finally, even in hell. Who would ever believe that this divine name is venerated even in hell? But so it is, for this name is terror to the demons who are broken and vanquished by it. In my name they will cast out demons. On the judgment day, the damned and the devils will be obliged to participate in this homage when they behold the immense glory of Jesus and experience his infinite power.